And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, John Straley, author and former state poet laureate, here to read from a new collection of works, 100 New Poems of Spring. Welcome to Morning Edition, John.
Thank you, Melissa. It's so wonderful to be here.
Well, it's wonderful to have you down here. You're going to be doing a reading from your new book, 100 New Poems of Spring, at the Sitka Public Library on Friday at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. But we are so excited to have you here to share a few of those poems.
Well, Greg Mandel, the librarian, called me and asked me if I could do anything at the library this season. And, of course, I love the library. Mm-hmm. And I love Sitka this time of year. And I thought I would read all new things that I hadn't ever read before. And I've been working a lot in the last year. I've finished a new Cecil book that of mystery that is at the publisher now. So that won't be out for probably another 9 months or 12 months. I'm not sure. They haven't told me.
That's a long time to wait for a Cecil Younger book.
I know. It's a new Cecil book, and that's called Baby's First Felony. And it's kind of wacky. I've written through the people at Shorefast Editions in Juneau. We're putting out 4 books of poems that could be collected in a whole series. 100 poems of spring, 100 poems of summer, 100 poems of winter, and 100 poems,
the whole seasons thing.
Right. And these are haiku poems, and with each little volume has an essay about haiku poems and how I've been writing them. I write them almost every day, every day, for the last 30 years. I've been trying to perfect this little form of poems that are, three lines, and traditionally they're 5, 7, 5 syllables. But there's all kinds of other little guidelines, and I'll read, on Friday night, I'll read the essay that accompanies that, and I'll read a few of the haikus. And then Shorefast Edition also put out a book called Ed Ricketts From Cannery Row to Sitka, Alaska, which Jan Straley, my lovely wife, put. She was the editor. She had the original idea for it. And Ed Ricketts was a famous biologist Well, Jan collects one book in her whole life, and that's Between Pacific Tides. It's the guide to the intertidal life of the West Coast. And she used that as a textbook in high school. And it was written by Jack Calvin and Ed Ricketts. And Ed Ricketts was a character in the John Steinbeck books, Cannery Row and Sweet Thursday. And he was the man that Steinbeck went on the log of the Sea of Cortez adventure. And I'll read a little bit of Steinbeck, and I'll read a little bit of my own work. And I'm hoping that Nancy Ricketts, Ed's daughter, who is 92, and she will come and read her own essay about memories of her father.
That would be lovely.
Yeah. And in 1932, they came to Sitka, Ed Ricketts, Jack Calvin, who, of course, was a leader in our Sitka community in conservation, and he helped run the newspaper, he ran a printing press, he was, and his whole family is just one of the great cultural cornerstones of Sitka, I think. And they're here. But Ricketts, Calvin, Joseph Campbell, the man in the myth, professor of literature, and Sasha Calvin, Jack's wife, they came to Sitka on a small boat, the Grampus, and And it was on that trip that they, Ricketts, Calvin, and Joseph Campbell and Sasha essentially invented philosophical ecology. And we'll be talking a little bit about that, and I'll be reading from that. And if there's time, I'd love to read a little bit. I know somebody, people might want to hear some alcoholic detective fiction.
Of course.
Of course. Some dysfunctional alcoholic detective fiction. And I'll be happy to read from Baby's First Felony. So it's going to be
jam-packed, fun.
And Finn Straley is going to introduce me that night. And I don't know, that might eat up the whole evening of just pure embarrassment. So
well, you could have fun. You could not have a more illustrious introduction.
He's never introduced me before, and I'm looking forward, is that the word I'm trying to? Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see what he has to say. He's a very funny, goofy guy.
So what is it about haiku that draws you?
Well, haiku is, it's almost a philosophical practice, really, for me. It is a intense little image that you can create. And I do it every day just as sort of practice to, sometimes I get too much in my own head thinking about my own concerns and my own thoughts. And haiku is all about going past your ego and capturing what's out in the world and opening up the windows of perception and just preserving that burst of moment where I'm here now and we're here now. And I find it interesting, and I think the virtues of a good haiku poem are the virtues of a good novel, in that they're short, they're clear, they're succinct. They don't use fancy words either. They're intended to not draw attention to the ego of the writer, and that makes them a little hard to read sometimes out loud. When you read them on the book, you should have this sort. Read them in print, you should have a kind of burst of recognition. Oh, I've seen that. I've seen that. I felt that. I know what that is. And there can be humorous. They can be scatological. They can be anything they want. But they can't brag about how smart you are or how clever you are. They're a good thing to keep your ego in check, which fat-headed people like myself sometimes need that. And I try to incorporate that into my practice every day.
Sounds like writing, that might be something of a meditative practice, if yeah. you're so inclined to think that way.
Yeah, it's a way of opening up and hopefully, I mean, I've done it for so long, and I'll read the essay, which on Friday night at 6, that describes my approach to it. Not everybody has the same approach to haikus. This is a common one. Not, a lot of people don't use the 575 anymore. When the poems came to America, the people said, well, you know, in the Japanese tradition, they kept it to 575, but it's a whole different language. And it's written completely differently. You know, the logro grammatic, meaning that they have symbols in the Japanese language, which can have many different meanings along. Your brain works differently with reading Japanese than it does with reading English. So the counting the syllables is not as important to the American practitioners of it. But you still keep it as short as you can. And it's just for, you know, it's just one of those things I love to do. And the most interesting thing about this book is, to me, is that Norm Campbell is doing all the artwork for it. Oh,
perfect pairing.
Yeah, and it's just beautiful stuff. And there'll be light color images in them that each season will have one color that evokes the season. So spring has pink, a little bit of pink in the imagery, and some green, hopefully. And then the cover will be a cherry blossom that, like, I have a cherry tree that sits right out in front of my window, and I note that all the time. And the cover will have a cherry blossom for spring, and then in summer it'll have green leaves, and in fall they will be red and falling, and in winter it'll be bare. And it's all these poems were written in my front yard, just contemplating the season.
Well, we'd love to hear.
Well, I can read you a few. Like I say, it's pretty hard to read them aloud without sounding like a fake mystic or something. But
with that disclaimer.
I like this one. Don't fear a mosquito. I have enough blood for you and myself as well. That, I should note, is written in the style of Esau. And Esau had a lot of don't fear spider. One of his famous haikus was, "Don't fear spider, I keep house intermittently." Dandelions smile and open the warm sun. Perfect anarchists. One red hummingbird in the entire blue sky. I love you so much. Two blue jays and two separate yellow cedars on the only earth. Doors open, cleaning house, blue and red sweet peas blooming on the bench outside. Long grass, pearls of dew, slowly sliding down the blades for just a moment. Warm day, drowsy room, kissing on top of the sheets in the afternoon. So each of these little poems has one of the rules that I follow is each has to have a seasonal reference. So you have to know where you are in the season of the year. And that season has a certain feeling that comes along with it. And each poem tries to end with a kind of turn or surprise. It can be subtle or it can be obvious. I wake and sleep and wake. Sometimes there are blossoms and sometimes there are not. Each poem, the poems can be about almost anything, love and desire. The last of the day, sun flares red, then lavender. Things end in beauty. Bright day, clear water. I paddle my yellow boat between earth and sky. So commonly when I'm reading these, I'm writing them at the end of a journal entry, or I just sit and try to capture the day.
When you read them, does that bring you back to that moment?
It does. It tries to, and hopefully it brings you to spring. The problem, you know, if you follow the seasons, like, we might have thought of yesterday as being winter, or all last week as being winter, but technically it was all fall. And so here in Alaska, the seasonal references all feel a little fall-like.
And there are different landmarks for seasons here, often corresponding to various foodstuffs that you'd go out and harvest.
Food, there are a lot of berry poems in spring. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of salmon poems in summer. There are a lot of herring poems in spring. The goal is a lot of them just have rain. There's a lot of rain. But I try to find the different little things you would recognize from different kinds of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it rains in the summer and that smell of of salmon is in the river. That's a different smell than the cold, icy smell of wind blowing off the, you know, the sound. Mm-hmm. And it might rain with a few ice crystals in it. Every day of the season, if you look carefully enough, has a different identifier.
So true.
And that's the fun of riding them, and hopefully the fun of hearing them.
Well, folks will be able to hear more of them this Friday, right?
Yes, Friday at the library at 6 o'clock. I know there's lots of Christmas parties going on, but I would love to see all my friends come and everybody that that makes this town just so wonderful, and why I love being here, and I love sharing all the experiences I have here with my friends.
Well, I wish we had more time to spend with you this morning, but we do have to go.
Thank you for letting me come. It's great.
Thanks so much for visiting.
All right.
We've been speaking with John Straley. He'll be writing from his new works, 100 New Poems of Spring. We're reading from them this Friday, 6 p.m. at the Sitka Public Library.